Terry, how are you?
Good, you?
Okay.
How did Blum handle some of the stuff he was doing out there today?
I haven't talked to him about it, I don't know. Is he meet with Crank before we start and after? So I haven't had a chance, we were just doing BP, so. Let's see.
How's Steven?
Steven's not gonna play today, he's gonna play tomorrow. He'll play tomorrow night. I think he's some improvement. And I don't think it's totally gone away. I don't think he feels anything serious. So he'll play tomorrow night, and then he probably won't play the next day, just baseball activities, and he'll probably play the rest of the way out. I don't want to do the night-to-day thing.
You sort of balancing the wanting to get that out of there, but also want to get him some bats.
Want to keep him involved, yeah. And he hit today, so he did all activities today. And then again, I didn't want him to play in a game today without having done nothing for a day. So, but Steven, I fully anticipate he'll be ready to go by opening day on an everyday basis. Here's back yesterday taking swings. So we kind of he's been playing every day. So he's got to spend a lovely day with all four of our trainers. It's really good. They work on him, basically get everything back aligned, and basically has a recuperation day and does some cardio and stuff like that. But it's not an easy day by any means, trust me. We've done that with several people. It's pretty good. It works good.
So he's okay? He's okay to play?
Well, I'll find out after today. But, as it is right now, I don't have him playing tomorrow as well. I mean, he's played a ton. So he is possible he could play. But, we're taking, I think, 22 minor leaguers are going to play for us tomorrow, not including the pitching. So I haven't heard the final tally for the pitchers. We won't know until we see how many guys pitch today. So today's a big day.
So you're going to Tucson tomorrow?
Going to Tucson, yeah.
What's your take on the second charity game and what they're doing down there?
It's all good. It's just more of the same. Dallas Green wrote to me a personal note to the team. I passed it on to the team, thanking us for participating in that game and, trying to help the people who are in need and that are suffering. So, we'll go down there again tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have a same kind of turnout or bigger.
I think it's sold out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. And, like I said last time, it's the least we could do. Even though we've played a lot of games, we're more than happy and honored to be a part of that recovery process.
Roberts, is his elbow okay?
Yeah, he just got drilled. He doesn't want to sit out another day, trust me. He gets a lot of grief from his staff and his training staff and his teammates. So I just remind him there's somebody who wants his job. So does everybody want everybody's job. So, yeah, he's fine. He'll probably play today.
Does he have options?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Yep. Got one. What are you thinking about, Nate?
He seems to think he doesn't. So that's why I was asking.
As far as I know, I mean, you're probably asking the wrong guy, but I believe he does. Yeah.
I think
he's got one left. Yeah.
He said it.
But it doesn't matter. If he belongs on the team, he'll be on the team. And if he doesn't, he won't. I mean, it's simple as that. I would not do that based upon a guy who's got options.
This is going back a couple days, but did you have any fun with Ian when you told him he'd be the opening day starter?
Not really. I made Charlie do it. We just called in and we talked about his pitching, and I just said, Charlie, why don't you just tell him or whatever? Charlie's like, no, you tell him. I tell him. He told him, you're the opening day starter. It was nothing dramatic, and he had a big smile. I think he went out the next time, tried to live up to it, so actually worked out pretty good, I think, and he came back next time, threw the ball very well. His bullpen yesterday was outstanding. So So the adjustments that he made previous, you know, or after his last crappy outing, he's got it down now. Really good location. So I think he feels very confident. One little tune up and he'll be ready to go.
Tomorrow's the deadline on Brandon. Are you guys any closer with that?
What are we talking about after the game today? Yeah.
You'll talk about
how do you guys know all these things? I don't even know. Maybe I do know them. I just said
you'll talk about it with us after the game, or you were
going to
talk about it?
No, no, no. I would talk to KT. I'm going to staff. It'll be tonight after the game or tomorrow or really early. I'm aware of that. And you know, he's played very well. He certainly made a good case to be on the team.
You had said last week there was...
What are you smiling for, Steve? I see you guys. I know you guys got to ask questions to ask today. Just bring them. I know you have stuff you want to ask. I can see it.
You said last week there were 19 guys in your mind that had...
I haven't added them up lately. You getting back to the Brandon question?
No,
I'm just asking. No, I haven't done that. I mean, we did that last week. I had all my coaches do all their rosters and their lineups, and I did mine and, you know, who I felt that I thought for sure would be on the team, and I've not done that. But, you know, we're getting down to it. We have tomorrow, then we play here, then we play on the road, and, you know, Monday will be our last day here. And we'll be out of here. We'll work out over the Cubs. Well, actually, we'll just take BP there. The rest of the team will work out at Chase Tuesday for the night game. Quick game on Wednesday, and then we'll be to Colorado Wednesday after our game. So it's coming up quickly.
Are there things defensively with Brandon that you want him focusing on?
I think he's doing great. I mean, you questioned that earlier, and I told you he's better than that. I think he's shown that he's better than that. He's worked early, a lot early. Maddie has had him out there a ton. And, you know, Russell came in here. He hadn't worked a lot on his defense coming in, so he was a little sloppy. But I think he's done well. We've taken a lot of infields. Very good there. Throwing a ball good. And, you know, he's more than adequate in my mind.
The Giants basically went through the same thing. Everybody was saying the same thing about Huff last year.
Right, and he had a great year. Yeah, yeah. Again, I watched Russell.
With him like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just certain, you know, things. You just clean, like, certain mechanics up, make it easier on yourself, you know. It's all about feet. If you don't move your feet, you're going to make it tough on yourself. A guy that's got good feet has got good hands. If you don't have any feet, it makes it look like you got bad hands, so... He's been working very hard every day with the strength and conditioning people and the training staff. He's feeling much better. He's feeling much more athletic about himself. He's a good guy. I have a lot of fun with him every day.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But he's got a real sense of humor.
So chances are Plum starts on the disabled list?
That's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
So that opens up another spot anyway if you take him, you know, once you have to put him on the 40-man roster, right?
Well, we're not there yet. I mean, it's irrelevant.
I'm sure you're pretty close to being there, though.
Well, we're a week away, less than a week away, so. Yeah.
Important start for Saunders today.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that they all? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like seeing him throw the ball good. You know, he's just behind. He's throwing like half the innings that really everybody else has. So, you know, if you go back and look at, you know, in his defense, you know, you look at his numbers. He doesn't walk anybody. He hasn't walked anybody. He might walk one guy in 8 innings, 8 2/3 innings this year. But, you know, look, he's 200 innings, 45 walks. It's not like he's a guy he's going to walk guys. But he's just behind right now. And I'd like to see him be sharper with all of his pitches. And he's just, you know, he won 16 and 17 games 2 years ago. And last year he lost 17. He can be a way better pitcher than and we can be a way better team than we were last year.
So yeah, how much of it with a guy like him, though, has been around for so long that, you know, he's working on some things and he's not really concentrating on results as much as a younger guy might be who's trying to make the team?
I think it's fair, but at the same time, you can't go through a whole spring training and say, okay, opening day, click, I'm going to go over there on the wall and flip the switch on. And I told the team that, you know, last week. That don't work. Trust me. I played for 17 years. It does not work. You know, like, there's a time to say, okay, let's get our shit together. Let's bear down. And, you know, that time has certainly come before today. So that's all. All right?
Are you still leaning toward having two lefties in the bullpen?
We'll see. Good. I'd like that. I'd like to have two lefties, yeah. All right. I'll talk to you again.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.